I saw having, not having, being, not being, because I happened to duck into the Global, a theater I dislike, while running from a man trying to break my nose. The operators of the Global are self-congratulatory and condescending, as if showing foreign films in a prosperous native neighborhood is an act of mercy rather than a profitable indulgence. The programmer is a Philistine who prefers to screen sententious documentaries, foreign splatter films, and slow-pitch comedies with the invariable moral that one ought to be nice to one's parents before they die, if just once. Passing the box office, one sees patrons as resigned to their duty as plumbers. Not to mention that they charge $23 a ticket, and if they get your pinger ID, they will send you a message every hour until your death, demanding more money so they can continue their mission. The fundraising is interminable. The pledge drive goes on 5 months. The director gets paid as much as 12 rail workers, has a brownstone in the safe zone, a daughter at private kindergarten. Patrons of the Global see buying a ticket as an expression of their socioeconomic position, an endorsement of their taste, a buttressing of their personality, and in many respects I found them more loathsome than the man who had been trying to break my nose with his fist, because there was not much unearned self-regard in his intentions, at least toward my nose. That said, I did not want my nose broken, so I ran inside. By the time the man, Rolf Millings, whom I'd had an exchange of views with at a party a few weeks previously, had thought to look in the Global for me, I had placed myself in a crouch in row K, so I could see who was walking in when a crack of light dissipated the spell of the cinema. Having, not having, being, not being, does not shy from prefabricated set pieces lifted from other films, including the sullen newcomer who gains respect for the institution, the elderly monk with a teenage passion for rock and roll, merriment in silence, raking, rough-hewn bowls, the beauty of rocks, the pleasures of submission. There is nothing so different as to be interesting, and there is nothing so familiar as to be comforting. Because we spend so much of our lives in institutions, I have never understood why anyone would want to spend their leisure time watching the operations of an institution. The tan gentleman shoving through the doors appeared to be Millings. I couldn't guarantee that I wasn't the cause of his anger. From my vantage between the seats, I watched him scan the audience, turn, walk out. He cut quite the figure in his suit, unperturbed by the large stains on his shirt front from the packet of rancid herring I had thrown on him while he sat in a nearby plaza enjoying the afternoon 20 minutes before.